This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Do men have to wear hijab?
Al-Maghrib Institute presents Q&A with Saad Taslim.
A lot of times when people hear the word modesty or haya, they think of hijab. Not just hijab, but they think of a piece of cloth, a covering that a woman wears. And in actuality, haya deals with a lot more than a woman's dress or a woman's covering. Modesty or haya as a concept applies to men and women alike. We apply that in our lives in different ways. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَا كَانَ الْحَيَاءُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَ. He said, haya, modesty, is not placed into anything except that it makes it beautiful. Now, how many times do we think of hijab and think beauty? We think the opposite of that. Most people think of covering up and hiding and actually hiding your beauty. In actuality, haya is an expression of our inner beauty. And that applies to men and women both alike. Men and women are both Islamically supposed to live their life in a way, whether it be physically in their behavior and their actions and their character, to live their life in a way where they are able to express that inner beauty. And that for a man involves, yes, the physical hijab as well. Physically with their dress, fulfilling the guidelines of what is considered modest dress. But it goes beyond that. It's our character and how we behave and how we interact with each other as well. Just like women have that concept, men have that concept as well. And this is why if you look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses women, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, say to the believing women. And Allah addresses men as well, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, say to the believing men. And that shows us that to restrict modesty to simply a woman's hijab or niqab or a physical covering is an injustice to the concept of hijab. It applies to men and it applies to women. And inshallah ta'ala, in this seminar, we're going to discuss this at length and how we can spiritually benefit from the concept of modesty and how it will actually empower us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.